Good morning. The beautiful weather we enjoyed over the weekend is now extending into the new work week with sunny skies and comfortably cool temperatures to start the day. Most everyone in the 40s and 50s and starting to climb pretty quickly as the sun gets higher in the sky. High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England, and that will mean sunshine all day long. With light winds and low humidity, temperatures will find their way into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. With that high pressure center in control tonight, clear skies and light winds will allow temperatures to drop back to comfortably cool levels once again tonight, with lows averaging around 50. This will set us up for another sunny day tomorrow, although as the high starts to slide off the East Coast, maybe a tad more humidity, but we'll tack on a few more degrees as well, and highs will be around 80. At this point, we'll track a disturbance sliding through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes and in our direction. Clouds will increase on Tuesday night, and as that disturbance moves through, we'll run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms during the day on Wednesday. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny, and high temperatures will manage to reach into the lower 80s. We'll dry out behind this system for the day on Thursday and Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s and lower 80s. Right now, it looks like another high-pressure center will dominate for next weekend, with mostly sunny skies both days, highs climbing into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will develop from the northern plains to the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys over the next couple of days as a slow-moving system tracks through the central United States. Conditions favorable for strong to severe thunderstorm development will be in place across the north central states. The Storm Prediction Center has identified the Missouri Valley south into western Oklahoma and the upper Red River Valley as having a slight risk for severe weather through the afternoon, with a marginal risk possible eastbound into the mid-Atlantic coast. Due to the slow nature of this front, the storm motion will be slow, which will increase the likelihood of heavy rainfall and flooding. Flood watches remain in effect from Maryland, northern Virginia, the Delmarva, and southern New Jersey. Meanwhile, increasing winds will bring widespread critical fire weather across the four corner states. And Hurricane Bud is located about 220 miles south of Manzanillo, Mexico, in the Pacific Ocean, with winds now up to 105 miles per hour. Bud is expected to intensify rapidly today, then start to weaken late tonight and tomorrow as it heads toward Baja California. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under sunny skies and 36 degrees with a west wind at 2 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, a mix of sun and clouds, 55 degrees, the dew point 38. 53% relative humidity, a north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, and thermal in Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 22 at Mount Howard, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 70, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 78 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 66, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, still 64 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 66 hundredths below normal, and 14.98 inches for the year, which is 1.10 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 55, the record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 36, in 1980. Sunrise this morning, 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, with low humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Sunny with low humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder, a touch more humidity near 80. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Friday. And mostly sunny both weekend days, lower 80s Saturday, and back to the mid-80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.